Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
What world is going on here?
Bulldog, this is Men at Work.
Suddenly, why did you...
6'4", full of muscle.
Why did you play this straight all of a sudden? What happened to you?
You speak my language.
Come on.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Thank you. You nailed it.
I come from the land down under. Ba 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 ba.
Thunder. Thunder, the end there.
Can you hear the thunder?
Oh, see, I was wrong.
You better run. You better take cover.
Oh!
Wow.
The WGR Sports Radio 550.
Caller last hour brought up Matthew Stafford. We didn't talk about Stafford in that moment because he went on a long time about different things. Really interesting analysis. And we ended up talking about Philip Rivers again. Man, fantasy for me this year, like it's always a mixed bag when you play this much. But two, Stafford's sort of an example of one of my, I don't even know what it is. But my biggest failure on my best ball teams was betting again on those rookie running backs and just getting nowhere. Getting nowhere with Bashel Tootin, getting nowhere with Jaden Blue, getting nowhere with Jarquez Hunter. You know, these are just like last round picks where you're trying to get to these playoff weeks. And then, because injuries happen constantly and you have coaching changes.
Maybe
and
these guys have a prominent role.
Jacksonville, Dallas.
He's got an edge.
Yeah, they didn't like Jaden Blue's shoes at one point. He never even dresses for games. Tootin happened a little bit. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt looked like easily Washington's best guy. Then he never plays either. So too much. Brashard Smith, Kansas City's will not quit Kareem Hunt. He's terribly inefficient for the last 5 years.
I need to stop betting on Brashard Smith anytime touchdowns. I'll tell you that right now.
Even like, should stop.
The odds are so 650. Oh, sure. He's a running back. Duh!
Even Ray Davis did what this year? I mean, that wasn't even as cheap.
Right.
Ray Davis, you're getting Cook's handcuff, and are you? So a lot of that. But when he mentioned Stafford, I went into my exposure form to see. I know I never wanted to draft Stafford. What were we talking about in August with Matthew Stafford?
Back he was in that truck. He's not even going to play.
He's in that mysterious echo chamber, truck or whatever that was going on in there with his back. Like, if I draft Matthew Stafford, he retires.
Right.
Well, that's a waste. Right. So I rarely, 4%, like I rarely did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the caller said it. He could win MVP.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't run anyway, so why do I even want, why would I want Matthew Stafford when I could have Fields?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good one.
Good one, right? I mean, Fields was more expensive than Stafford.
It's incredible.
And plus, Stafford, I said I'd be short. Stafford gave you Nacua and Adams. So at least if you had Nacua or Adams, you would have their quarterback. I mean, I have a couple teams.
Yeah.
But I got blind spots. And rookie running backs can be one. I mean, if you get home and they get on the field, you're in great shape.
I mean, I don't be so hard on yourself. I mean, the overall point, blind spot about the rookie running backs is fine. I think a lot of people were – the caller said it. Like, we just did now. Stafford – I wouldn't have bet on Stafford this summer. It sounded so bad for a little while there. And so, I don't know, man. Like, he was an easy guy to me to skip. But that's just me.
Yeah, if you're in a managed league, you probably didn't really want to build a team where you'd start him. Like, you wanted to have one of the top guys or one of the runners. Just sort of, he'd be a backup plan for your fantasy team. But he ended up being a great one. If you had Fields and Stafford, that's beautiful. And you got away with what you got from Fields. He had a couple of big games, right. Then he went away. Let's go to Jim here. Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys. You know, oftentimes when the Bills win, the media and the fans gloss over the terrible strategic decisions that are made during the game. And because we won, it goes unnoticed, and these things come back to bite us in the playoffs. So I'll give you a perfect example. The last drive that Cincinnati had, there's almost about 3 minutes to go. The play, of course, you never want to give up a touchdown, right? But what you want to do is Cincinnati take all the time in the world to score that touchdown so that they have no time left at all. So McDermott, unbelievably, goes away from his bend but don't break defense and allows them to score a touchdown in 50 seconds. And in fact, the last touchdown pass to T. Higgins, he blitzes seven guys and leaves Tre'Davious White alone on T. Higgins. So he allows Cincinnati to score in 50 seconds. The strategy should have been to play your bend but don't break, keep everything in front of you, make them drive down the field, do not let them score in 50 seconds, and do not blitz seven guys and leave a 30-year-old cornerback on T. Higgins. He continues to mangle game decisions. And so what happens is, Cincinnati goes down and scores their last drive in 50 seconds. They got 80 yards in 50 seconds. And then now the Bills get the ball back. Now it's 3rd and 15. Cincinnati's going to get the ball back to possibly tie the game. But no, Josh Allen once again has to bail out Sean McDermott's terrible decisions. Now, I'm sorry. There was only one strategy to follow when Cincinnati got the ball the final time. Make them take all the time in the world to score on that last drive. McDermott did the exact opposite. In fact, he went away from his bend but don't break defense and allowed them to score in 50 seconds.
Well, he certainly did on the touchdown. What's the 37-yard pass that got the drive going? Was there a blitz there, or were they in bend but don't break, but Mike Gesicki was wide open?
Yes. He went away from his the thing I actually criticize him all the time for is playing bend but don't break too often.
No, what I'm asking you is, did he blitz on that first play? Because I don't remember. I'm really asking because I don't have a way to find out sitting here right now.
He did not send seven like he did in the last play. He sent five, but he sent the last play. He sent seven. You have to make them take up more time.
We understand. You've said it. We understand. I don't feel as you know upset about this as you do, but you've made your point.
The reason you're not upset is because they won. Okay, when these strategic blunders,
I understand that too.
The playoffs. Yeah. When these happen in the playoffs, then you're like, well, gee, what? Like the 13 seconds when he blunders that up. Where did that come from? Well, you know, sometimes it came from the games that he won that he still mangled.
Okay.
Game management. People let it go. How often has Sal Capaccio or anybody in the media questioned him about that last drive?
I feel myself. I do a fair amount of questioning Sean McDermott. Maybe not on exactly the points you would make if you were sitting here, but I don't think of McDermott as getting that easy of a ride. I mean, maybe you would object to that.
I do want to say, excuse me,
was there one media person that criticized him for allowing that team to score in 50?
I don't know. I haven't maybe covered it as comprehensively as you have. Maybe you would know that better.
There was none. Okay, there was none, as usual. You could ask Sal Capaccio next time he comes there. If you ever ask McDermott, what the heck were you doing sending seven guys and leaving
Jim, you've got a lot of time here. I want to ask you one question before you go. You said somewhere in the midst of all of that that you're critical of bend but don't break, and yeah. like that you thought this is an area where it was needed. All right, they can generate a pass rush rushing four if Joe Burrow stands back there and has all the time in the world, and they're playing bend but don't break, and they still complete a 37-yard pass on first down, and they score their touchdown quickly because Joe Burrow's that good. He was carving them up earlier in the game when they weren't blitzing, which is part of the reason they started blitzing. Are you calling us complaining about bend but don't break doesn't work and how much you can't stand Sean McDermott's end-of-game management? I think you might be.
Bend but don't break was the only strategy to play in that situation. Unless
it didn't work, is what I want to say back to you. If it didn't work, you'd be mad about that, I think. Or someone else would. Someone else, not Jim.
You're dead wrong. You're dead wrong.
Okay.
13 seconds. The 13 seconds, you made all the great decisions then, too, right?
No.
No, said that? They were too passive there.
I don't know. There might be a point, and this guy, this is his cause, it sounds like. There were four plays on that drive, a 37-yard pass to Gesicki, busted deep middle, a four-yard pass to Gesicki. Did they blitz? I don't remember. An incomplete pass to the running back. Did they blitz? I don't remember. And then that touchdown. I mean, of course he's right that scoring before – he didn't exactly say this, but I would say it this way. Scoring before the two-minute warning is the – you know, that's the
problem. Yeah, it was way too easy. I just – and I was careful there when I said, Jim, would you be calling us? Someone else would be that mad about if they rushed three and dropped eight into coverage and Burrow picked them clean and they scored in 55 seconds or whatever it was. It's just – it's football – whatever tactic you chose, it didn't work, at least, I mean, not well enough. I mean, it was very fast to give up a touchdown. I totally agree. But I just think it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't deals with a guy that's that good with those receivers. If he just sits back there for 4 seconds, I think you're he's going to get down the field on you. So it didn't work.
Yeah, and it's really not fair to say it always happens like this. You know, this is a broad brush that it's like almost sounding like this is every game, that Allen to the rescue is every game. I mean, of course, a lot of their winning is Allen's greatness. No one wouldn't say that, but it feels a little bit much to me.
Sometimes it sounds to me like people want them to win with Allen in a rocking chair. I mean, he's great. He's a weapon. Use him. Get him off. Like, fire the rocket launcher. You've got it. Okay, so that's a part of their entire plan is that they've got a giant eraser there. And, yeah, I know, often he doesn't have enough help. What do you think we've been harping on about, you know, receiver for 3, 4, 5 years now? But I also think it can swing too hard the other way that, you've got this guy. He's going to help you win and be the main reason you win. Shoot the gun.
The biggest play of the game is a blitz.
Right.
Benford. Okay.
It's not the end of the game. It's a different situation. Sure.
Guy made his point.
Yep.
We're grateful. Thanks, Jim. Marty is next. Hi, Marty.
Hey, go down memory lane here. I came into the show late, so I'm not sure somebody brought this up. But Bulldog, you might remember this. Remember Van Miller on the news saying bringing Ken Stabler out of retirement. He's on a fishing boat and he's like 280 pounds. And
I don't remember that at all. No,
did it happen?
Yeah.
And did it happen
for the Saints? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Took him out of retirement.
I didn't remember that either, but I went to see him play for the Saints here. 1983.
Oh, my God.
It's hard for me to imagine Ken Stabler ever weighing 280 pounds, though. He was a pretty...
I don't know if he was 280, but
dude,
he was...
But yeah, he wasn't in shape. Yeah, I gotcha. Right.
To play for Bum Phillips.
Right.
It was comical when they show him on the boat. He's got his pole in one hand. He's standing on the boat, and he drops his pole, and he gets off the boat, and he's running to the dock. It was hilarious.
Wow.
And I said, this is what this reminds me of. It just took me back as soon as I heard Rivers coming out of retirement.
Yeah, thanks. So, I mean, he played. Stabler didn't miss a season or anything. Like, he played full seasons in 81 for Houston, 82 for New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can imagine there's something about a fishing boat.
Right.
But he didn't
retire. This gentleman's got retire. That locked down, that's for sure.
He didn't retire and then return, unless it was, I don't know, I don't see that on his career anywhere, but okay. We continue. Nick is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. I know this is a little off topic. First off, I hope you've had a good day
so far. If it isn't off topic, I can't imagine what
right.
this is going to be.
If it isn't off topic.
If this is about Ken Stabler and a boat.
I'm going to hurt myself.
I mean.
Not that far.
I think this had better be off topic. As the host of this show.
Just a little bit about the Sabres. I know just a few days ago, Osland was sent back down to Rochester. It seemed like in the conference that Lindy had, almost he seemed like upset about the decision. Just wasn't sure if you guys had any comments on that.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday around this time with Paul Hamilton. And I thought, I mean, I don't know, but I feel like Lindy Ruff, my experience with him is he knows what he's saying and how he's saying it and what effect it may have. And I felt like he was making it clear he didn't like having to tell Osland he was going down. He complimented the player thoroughly in a way that, of course, you want to keep the kid's spirits up, but he ended with the only negative is that we had to send him down.
It didn't sound like he had a reason for doing it.
Right, right. His playmaking's been good. His defensive play's been good. He's really helping us. Sorry, kid, get on a plane because we got to carry three goalies.
I was just going to say that. It seems like the only reason he was sent down is because of the goalies.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Thanks.
I'll hang up. I'll let you guys talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
I do have this from Ken Stabler. Sorry.
We're back on the snake.
Late August is when he joins the Saints. Okay. So he was released by the Oilers after a lousy season, And
reasonable.
So the boat and him not being prepared to play sounds plausible to me. Late August is when he signed with New Orleans. That's into training camp already, and it's possible he was 280 pounds and drunk on a boat.
And then in 3 weeks, the whole league was on strike for 2 months.
Welcome back, Ken Stabler.
Then he went back and finished the season.
So I think the callers maybe got a good memory.
You know, I will say this. I hate when people say that, and I'm just saying it now. You could tell I was sort of stumbling and searching there. I'll say this. So not only does this Oostlund have to fly, have to leave the Sabres because of their mismanagement, he has to fly from, I believe, Edmonton to Rochester. And I would just like to say I have done that. I have not been to Spain or Costa Rica or some Amarillo, Texas. But I have traveled round trip from Rochester to Edmonton. Thank you.
How many stops?
We would have gone, I think what the Blizzard would normally have done in the soccer team in those days was, like, I lived in Rochester, would have to drive here to catch the flight here. So I wouldn't have, I guess, flown from Rochester. I'd have to change my story.
Mm-hmm.
But drive, you know, middle of the night for a morning flight, Buffalo to somewhere, to Minneapolis, to Edmonton. I don't know where the, Detroit.
Yeah.
Delta.
Okay.
No. Northwest.
Oh, wow.
It was Northwest. Buffalo to Detroit to Minneapolis to Edmonton. Or we would drive to Toronto.
And then
and
it's a direct
fly from direct from there. Toronto to Edmonton. Yeah. I was on a flight from Toronto to Edmonton, and it was like one of these sudden moments on a plane where it like drops 1,000 feet like ooh, in a second, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with Doug Miller, who was like not only maybe the best player on the team, but everybody like just a jokester, just a really fun guy. And he saw my face after that and just started laughing. Like he thought it was hilarious that this had happened. And I guess I didn't in that moment find it that funny. You also saw the Northern Lights on that trip.
Ooh. That I've never
recommend
experienced.
The flight across Canada at night.
All right.
At the right time, I guess. Yeah, Northern Lights.
How dang, about that? We flew how many years ago? Whatever. We went to Toronto to Vancouver. Our flight was at like 9:25 at night. But I didn't get...
didn't happen for you.
I might have just... taken things and fallen asleep is probably what
maybe
happened.
You missed it.
I probably medicated myself and
quick hockey point before we break. And then Rich Podolsky, BetOnline sent out today odds of a list, maybe 36 NHL players making the Olympic team for either Canada or the U.S. Thompson is the only Sabre that, oh no, I'm wrong. Tuck.
He's possible, yeah.
Thompson's odds to make the American team were 1-2. So what's that? Is that -150? What is that? Whatever that is. You know, favored to make it.
Yeah.
Tuck was 25-1. Nobody for Canada.
Right.
That sounds right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Who would it be? Who's their best Canadian player? Doan. Or is he born in Arizona?
I think he's American. Yeah, he's definitely American. He was at U.S. National Camp with my son in the summer of 19.
Samuelson's from Philly.
Right. Power.
Owen Power.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You'd kind of like for him to be at a point where he could be considered a possibility for the Olympic team.
It's laughable right now, yeah.
Rich Podolsky has written a book on John Madden and Pat Summerall. We had the pleasure of speaking with him about it earlier today. That conversation is next. The Sabres are off tonight. They'll be in Vancouver tomorrow. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.